Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an All-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
A friend of mine is very smart, said, I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
Joe Ostrowski with you till 10, Sports Radio 670. The score, the news of the evening, the Bulls move up in the draft lottery. They will select fourth. No more jokes about number seven. They will pick fourth. We'll talk to Cody Westerlund of 670thescore.com coming up at 8:40 to delve into that and the different options that the Bulls will be having. By the way, Illinois got sports books number 5 and number 6 today in the suburbs. One place, Hollywood Casino, but there are locations in Aurora and Joliet, both launched, opening their sports books late this morning. So we bring in on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, my buddy Chris Altruda. He went to both spots. He's on Twitter at Altruda73. Wrote a terrific recap on usbets.com. I tweeted out a link to that earlier in the day. How you doing, Chris?
Good, Joe. Thanks again for having me on. Appreciate it as always.
Of course. Let's get number one question out of the way before we talk about your experiences earlier today. Mobile, is it mobile now? And if not, when?
No mobile. Both sites have to make the request to commence online wagering. When that is approved, that is when you show up in person to register, and that is when you will have access to the mobile betting app.
Okay, so it's just retail, which means you can only bet there, and it's the same thing at Grand Victoria Casino in Elgin with their William Hill spot, which also opened recently. But we don't want to make any assumptions with gambling in Illinois, as slow as a process as it is, and how they seem to mess it up from time to time, and we'll get to that coming up in a couple of minutes. But I think it's pretty safe to assume that we're going to have mobile for most of, if not all of, these sports books opening up by the time the NFL kicks off in 3 weeks.
I think at the very least, William Hill is in position based on the turnaround time from launching on August 1st, that it should be in place for week one. This will be a much tighter window for the Hollywood casinos, given that we kind of projected the turnaround time usually to be around 3 weeks. So you have 15 business days. I don't exactly, there's no cut and dried amount of time for the IGB to turn it around, but 3 weeks seems to be, it's pushing it close, but at the same time, you want to believe that these books will be up and running by week one. If for no other reason, it means more revenue for the state.
You can't register yet. I know Rivers, when they opened, people were registering to get set up for mobile, but then all that changed with the executive order and the pandemic. None of us knew that was going to happen. But you can't register, right, for the mobile when it's available?
Right. That seems to be the big sticking point, that when these books come online retail, that you can't go there the first day, you know, the first day they're available to register for that online account. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, on the surface, it's frustrating to look at because in theory, you would make sense that, you know, okay, you've launched your retail sportsbook. The next logical step is to make the request to commence online wagering. And, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, an average person will go, well, why don't you just make that part of the flow chart, you know, to do everything. But, you know, each step has to be done completely in its own way. And both casino sites, you know, stress that they've been working, you know, very hard with the IGB in that regard. I don't think there's any effort to slow things down by any stretch of the imagination. I just think it's a process that everyone is going through for the first time, and everyone has their own little nuance, own little, you know, gimmicks isn't the right word, but I mean, everyone has something distinctive, and everything has to be checked out and have the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Joe Ostrowski with Chris Altrudo, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Chris does a terrific job covering sports betting, mostly in Illinois. Also writes some stuff about what's going on in Indiana as well. Chris, we've had many conversations about the branding of these different sports books, and we knew that one of these Hollywood casinos would likely be a Barstool sports book. Which one is it, or are both going to be Barstool?
It appears that eventually both are going to be. Aurora was a little more coy about it, while Joliet kind of leaned into it. The vice president of the site said that they expect to, you know, bring that relationship into the fold when the time is right for them. And so I believe that Joliet will probably be the first to brand with the Barstool logo, I guess, for lack of a better term. And then in all likelihood, Aurora would follow suit.
But it's not going to be, I'm trying to explain to people, I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but it's not going to be a situation like we saw down in Southern Illinois when Casino Queen became DraftKings at Casino Queen, right?
No, it's not going to be that. This is part of Penn Gaming's branding. So there's no issue to it per se. Barstool has, Penn bought a stake in Barstool. They can choose to brand the casino as they see fit.
While exciting that we now have six sports books in Illinois, two mobile, four retail at the moment, the wet blanket here is five of the six sports books are run by Kambi. So while different books have various offerings, you can make the case that right now of these six books, five of them have the same lines.
Right, and that is something that, you know, will need to, you know, be addressed as each book comes online, and then you can start seriously shopping lines and shopping odds better. But it is what it is. But at the same time, you know, it's also just based on who has come to the timing of who has come to market and when. I don't think no one set out that we're gonna, you know, we have to put X, Y, and Z out there so people can shop from X, Y, and Z. This is just how the process works by the gaming board, and it just so happened that, you know, five of the first six books are run by
Kambi. And it's a fair point. And there are reasons, if you're thinking, well, there's no reason for me to sign up at these other books. Well, the reason would be if you're into promotions, if you want some free money, that would be the motivation to do that. If you want to keep money at different spots, there's other motivation. And PointsBet is not Kambi, and they're going to be launching shortly. And then FanDuel, they're not Kambi too, right? Are they something different?
I believe FanDuel is different. FanDuel is not Kambi.
So, we'll at least probably have in the upcoming months a few different options with maybe a little different, at least juice or lines. There's the possibility for that.
Right. And also to your point, the promotions are, you know, an important facet for bettors. I mean, you do shop lines, but you also shop offers as well. And one of the things that, you know, is a little different here as opposed to the European market. You know, it's a few extra steps to get those apps. You know, you fill out your address form, you fill out a social security number, which is a little more than in Europe. And brand loyalty here is still a little more pronounced than in Europe. I saw a study that said the average person has, I believe, 5.6 betting apps in Europe as opposed to 1.6 here. But at the same time, you know, it makes sense to shop each book and see what you like in terms of offerings and also in terms of promotions.
with Chris Altruda, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Chris was there at both of the new sports books, Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet. Take us through your day. Let's go in chronological order. Which casino did you go to first, and tell us about your experience?
Okay, I went to Aurora first because it is closer to my apartment. And one of the things is that they turned the area by what looks to be a stage into their sports book, their central sports book area. There are odd screens behind the ticket counter. There are, I believe, let me pull this up because I've crossed wires on this before when I've said it to friends. There are, hold on a second. There are 4 ticket windows and 10 self-service kiosks. The thing about Aurora is everything in terms of sports betting is centrally located. The ticket window is, as you walk in, I believe on the west entrance, you walk in and you make a quick left. That's right there. The self-service kiosks are also right next to the ticket window. So everything is centrally located in the gaming floor area in Aurora.
Okay. And what's the setup? I think when people heard, okay, we're going to have sports betting in Illinois, they were expecting these massive sports books, and that's not what's going to happen. What you might see at some places is really cool sports bars. And people that went to Elgin, they told me, yeah, that's not the case at all. There are just a couple of ticket windows. Rivers Casino has a really cool setup with all the TVs and the stadium-style seating, even though it's a little bit limited. What was the setup with the TVs at Aurora?
At Aurora, it's more of the TVs are, it's similar to William Hill in the sense that it's a smaller ticket area and windows area to view the odds, and the TV screens are on the perimeter of your line of vision when it comes to the sports books. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, they're kind of similar. There is a place where you can see games going on. At the same time, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a designated go-to area. It's just, you know, there as part of the casino gaming area.
If you want to register at both spots so you can take advantage of the promotions, do you have to go to both locations?
I'm not 100% sure on that because I don't know if they will be simultaneously launching online and mobile like they did today. So that's something that I think will come from you know, watching the Illinois Gaming Board and when the white smoke comes out for online launching there.
Tell us about Joliet.
Joliet is more of a destination area for sports betting. It has a designated area. The 99 Hop House houses their sports book. It has 37 screens. It has 2 enormous projection
Whoa.
Screens. And it is, you know, it's an area. I mean, you get food. There's alcohol. They serve alcohol there. They also have 6 of the kiosks next to the sports book in proximity. It's on the second floor. You know how in Joliet, the gaming area is on the first floor or that like a subterranean floor. As you walk in, you go down.
Yeah.
The gaming area is on the second floor or the main floor as you walk into the building. So that's there. There are 5 ticket windows there, and they have 6 kiosks next to the ticket windows. On the main gaming floor, there are another 8 kiosks stationed throughout the gaming floor area.
Why do you think they spent more money to have a destination spot at Joliet and not Aurora?
I think they had the space. I think they had a chance to do something better in the space on that second floor as you walk in. I believe there's also a restaurant on that floor. And there was just space available. When the casinos reopened in July, it was under construction at that point. So you saw the potential of what it could be. And to be honest, I mean, it looks interesting. I mean, the TV screens are not set up in, you know, like this, like, you know, a typical square pattern of, you know, like 37 screens offering 37 different things. There's like, you know, 5 here or 7 there. You have, and then you have these, like, again, these 2 enormous projection screens that I'm sure, you know, once, you know, the NFL rolls around, you know, knock on wood, that will be a very big draw to that. And, it'll be interesting to see how that area does. And then, you know, you can start stacking up, how does casino 1 rate against casino 2 and so on and so forth. So it'll be interesting to watch what unfolds with those 2 casinos in terms of just, you know, compare and contrast.
Of the sports books you visited in Illinois, which one has the best setup?
I have to admit, I like Rivers because I like cushy seats.
That's fair. It's a really nice spot.
I like cushy seats, and also because I'm a Premier League person, and I like getting up in the morning so far, the cushy seats win it for me. So, uh-huh. But I think everyone, you know, has their own thing to it. I mean, to me, I always thought that in my two visits to Elgin, I've always kind of like enjoyed the mom and pop feel of that place. Like patrons and employees knew each other, like even wearing masks, you know, there were like actual conversations being had. So that, mm-hmm. that's kind of interesting to me. I think Aurora is, I haven't been in downtown Aurora enough to like get a feel of Aurora, but at the same time, it has a definite friendly vibe to it, which, yeah. you know, is appealing for, you know, for retail, you know, and Joliet, you know, if Hollywood Joliet wants to be a destination place, this is a good start for them.
So in sports betting, we make predictions. That's the whole thing. Which will be the seventh sports book to open in Illinois?
Oof. I would lean with Hawthorne and PointsBet opening that sports book next.
Yeah.
I think the pivot by FanDuel to go to Paradise may slow their timeline. I don't think it'll be a very noticeable drag, but I think Hawthorne becomes the more likely of the two to launch first in that regard.
It's with so much momentum at all of these spots, and I would agree with you that PointsBet would be next with Hawthorne, and it wouldn't just be Hawthorne because they could also register at three OTB locations, and they've right. selected those, so they have some nice coverage throughout the entire area here. But yeah. It's been quiet with FanDuel until I believe that was yesterday. They all run together until right. the news about Paradise, right? I mean, yeah. I haven't been hearing anything from them in a while.
Yeah, my cohort Jill Dorson did a really great job, you know, digging that out. And, you know, I think we were all surprised, just like we were all surprised that the two Hollywood casinos were going to launch today. I mean, usually, you know, it's one of those things where everyone's, you know, you get the tweet now the day before, there's no press release, right? Oh, yeah, by the way, we're opening. And you're just sitting there going, why do you do this to me? And
yeah.
So, you know, but I mean, it was interesting. And, you know, one of the other things that comes out of this is that with each passing day and each passing pivot twist, this penalty box has become more of a poison chalice than I think anyone ever envisioned.
Yeah. How about it? Okay, so we mentioned mobile. That's probably the number one overall question. Let's go to the number two question as we close out this conversation. Why can't I bet on golf?
I you know what? I still don't have a definitive answer to this. We've gone back and forth.
I don't even know how to respond.
I remain convinced it's the Monday Q School thing. That if somebody qualifies for a tournament on Monday, and having paid their own way to do that and then missing the cut Thursday and Friday, they operate at a loss, and therefore they cannot make money at that tournament. That I believe that is the Occam's razor answer, and I believe that's to be the case. And you can bet on the non-PGA Tour events because they're non-PGA Tour events.
So frustrating. And Chris, I respect you because at least you're professional about it, and I'm not, and I will go after the politicians, and I will go after Governor Pritzker because it's so frustrating.
This is the other part of this, is that yeah. this has to be corrected somewhere because golf is the best in-play betting option for sports betting going.
So
it plays at a perfect pace when you're watching. If you have it on your phone, it is easy to sync up ShotLink. And every week you don't have it is every week you are losing potential handle money. So whether it gets corrected by the IGB, which is now they submitted the request on July 23rd. Marcus Schrupter has 30 days to respond to it. So we're getting close to that point where there's going to be a decision to be made. And then you factor in that you have the BMW Championship coming up here in, I believe it's 2 weeks.
It's next week.
It's next week. So people, you can make the argument, people are going to be on the course if they have a mobile betting account, betting as they're watching live. I mean, if that sells itself.
I don't know how you pass a bill last June and this is an issue now. We launched sports books in March. We're still in a pandemic and this is an issue now. They're just figuring it out. Like the other part of this story, which isn't being told, and I'm not criticizing you. It's just been so hard to get any bit of information because we're admitting we don't know 100% is were these sports books in Illinois illegally taking bets on golf?
Right. And there seems to be no consensus answer to this question. And, you know, in a perfect world, you know, someone, whether it's the sports books or whether it's the IGBs that, you know, at some point will say, look, we screwed this up. You know, and this
That's
is where we
I
screwed
want.
Up. And, you know, and it would be great to know that going forward. I also think that, you know, as you get further down the road, if and when the special legislative session comes in, I think you're going to have enough groundswell and momentum that parts of the law will have to be looked at and examined to make sure something like this doesn't happen somewhere else. You know, could you imagine this happening during like college basketball conference season? And a prop bet or something along those lines, that, you know, gets taken off the board when you have 150 games on a Saturday. That would not work.
Some respond and say, hey, we knew there were going to be issues and we've talked about that and that was expected. But I don't remember this happening in any other state. Why is it always an issue with Illinois? Why is it always so hard? It's like their ego won't allow them to kind of follow the copy and paste of how it's working in some other states like New Jersey.
Right. I mean, New Jersey is, you know, for all intents and purposes, a very easy cut and paste model to follow, you know, both in terms of remote registration and just in terms of how they go about things. You know, I understand every state has its own revenue needs, but at the same time, New Jersey and, you know, even by extension, Indiana, both states have been sitting there. Very mature markets, very quickly mature markets. You know, use them, utilize them. You know, it helps to the end goal of raising money for the state.
How many books are in Indiana now?
13? I think it's 13. 13 and... And Caesars currently has two mobile skins only because at some point Caesars has to sell Horseshoe by the end of the year. But they have Unibet just launched there on July 30th for their second mobile skin.
Well, Chris, I'm going to continue to bother you because they're all mad at me because I won't shut up and nobody's talking to me anymore. So I'm going to keep bothering you, okay?
Hey, you can bother me anytime you like, sir.
It's Chris Altruda. Check out his column today on his trip. Visiting the two new sports books in Illinois. You could find that usbets.com. I also tweeted out a direct link to that story at Joe0670, at Joe0670. Chris is on Twitter at LTruda73.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.